Before I turn to our next reading from Luke, I want to say welcome. Welcome to Fourth Presbyterian Church and to this Christmas Eve service of lessons and carols. It is our great hope that all of us find in this time of worship a sense of God's presence and grace. And welcome to all of you who are watching the service online, whether you are a Fourth Church friend from far away, or this is your first time worshiping with us in the virtual pews. May we all find what we're looking for as together we worship our God. Now to Scripture. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that's taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This afternoon at 4 o'clock, we were able to have the first in-person Christmas pageant since 2019. But we had no idea what to expect. As you all know, the weather is ridiculously cold. We know that lots of families with children have shifted priorities and activities due to our communal experience of COVID-19. The flu and other illnesses are swirling around and causing appropriate concern. We didn't know if we'd have 50 people or 550 people. It ended up being a little closer to the latter. But even with all of that uncertainty before it began, it felt important to reclaim this part of our Christmas Eve tradition. For while I have deeply appreciated the last 2 years of the virtual pageant and all the hours of work that went into it, Reverend Helms, for this year it felt significant to once again offer that service as a space where those who were able might physically gather together again. A space where our kids could dress in the Christmas costumes and embody the story, where the children and youth choirs could sing, and where other children could serve as our liturgists, all leading us in worship. On this particular night of Christmas Eve 2022, I found it powerful that we were able to remember the purpose of this holy night once again with our gathered bodies. And that experience at 4 reminded me of a true story once told to me by the Reverend Dr. Barbara Lundblad about a friend of hers, and this is how Barbara tells the story. There once was a little girl who often stayed with her grandmother. She loved her grandmother very much, and her grandmother loved her. Well, this little girl was also sometimes scared of the dark. So on some nights, after the little girl had been tucked in and all the house was still, she would cry out because she was scared. And whenever she did that, her grandmother would call to her from the next room, "It's okay, don't be afraid, God is with you." Usually that reassurance from the other room was enough to help the little girl quiet down and fall asleep. One night, though, she was having a very hard time. She was seeing all kinds of shadows. Her imagination was going wild with possibilities. She was terrified, and as a result, she cried until finally her grandmother came into her room and knelt down by her bed. "Sweetheart," her grandmother said, "didn't you hear me when I said you did not need to be afraid because God is with you?" "Yes, grandmother," the little girl replied, "I know that. But sometimes you just need somebody with skin on. Sometimes, many times, we just need somebody with skin on. That statement of truth is what we believe really Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about our trust that God knew we needed to have somebody with skin on. God knew that we needed to see what love looked like and acted like and sounded like, not just in theory, but in actuality, as one of us. As biblical scholar Scott Spencer reminds us, God marks the trail home for God's own. And notably, the main signs in the Gospel of Luke that guide God's people to the Messiah's first home are material and mundane, the stuff of this embodied world. He goes on to write that even though there are plenty of heavenly experiences, choirs of angels, the guidance of the star, etc., even though those heavenly experiences play a role in Luke's telling of Jesus' birth, they're more like background special effects. The primary event, the main event we are invited to see and know, is that of a flesh and blood infant boy, wrapped in cloth strips like every other poor baby born at that time, and lying in a wooden feed box used to feed working animals. We cannot know God fully unless we know God there, in the middle of that ordinariness, in the middle of that poverty. The one whose birth we remember and celebrate this night is nothing less than God's love with skin on, God's love made flesh, our flesh. God's love made vulnerable and dependent and fragile just like us. It was an odd choice that the one we call God decided to make. But as New York Times writer Esau Macaulay offered a couple of years ago, the oddness appears to be the point. After all, the birth of Jesus was not an event that celebrated the insiders, the people who had it all together. The Gospels of Luke and Matthew depict the birth of Jesus as the gathering of not the rich and powerful, but as a gathering of the lower class in Mary and Joseph, as a gathering of the common workers and the shepherds, as a gathering all those who feel like religious outsiders in the Magi. At the same time, Christmas, for the Christian, Macaulay continued, has never promised to soothe every pain or cure every ill. Unfortunately, life with God doesn't work that way. Instead, Christmas is the grand miracle that makes space for all the smaller miracles. It gives us enough hope to walk a little farther in the dark toward the glimmer of something that seems too distant to reach. Christmas suggests that God has not forgotten anyone. God came as a child, weak and vulnerable, unable to lift his head without assistance or to wipe his own bottom. God did this so that weak and broken things, people like many of us, might feel comfortable approaching the divine. Indeed, we proclaim on this night that the promise of our Christian faith is that in the birth of Jesus, it is as if God got down onto the floor of the earth and reached out to us in the actual flesh and blood presence of a vulnerable baby, all done to offer us God's courage and comfort and deep, deep love. Jesus is God's love with skin on. A love with skin on who continues to reach out to us to bridge any divide of isolation or anxiety or fear or shame that we carry. A love with skin on who continues to reach out to us to remind us that even when we cannot see God's presence, even when we cannot hear God's voice, because God chose to come into our time and into our history in the birth of Jesus, we can be reassured we have not been left alone. We are never left alone. We are not alone even in those times in our lives when we, like the little girl at the grandmother's house, feel lost in the deep dark, unable to see our way out, powerless to imagine any kind of a different future. We are here to remember, to celebrate, and to be deeply grateful for the promise that because of God's decision to come among us as one of us, to be God's love with skin on, while we might sometimes, and we will sometimes still feel fear, we don't have to be afraid anymore. There is nothing we can experience in our lives that God has not already taken into God's own self through Jesus. There is nothing, not birth, not death, not pain, not grief, not even a sense of being God forsaken, nothing that God does not already intimately know in the heart of the divine mystery. Because the Holy One decided to come among us as the human one, God's love with skin on. And God did it all for our salvation, which is to say for our healing, for our being made whole, for creation's being made whole. God did it so that we might know and lean into trust that one day all manners of things really will finally be made well, even us. So thanks be to God. Thanks be to God for not giving us what we think we want, but for giving us what God knows we need. God's love made our flesh. God's love with skin on. For the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen its glory. We are not alone, ever. Thanks be to God. Amen.